happen. Welcome back. I'm Jeff Rentz. If you're new to the program, that's R-E-N-S-E, and that website of ours, rentz.com, is there for you around the clock, around the world. Now imagine just for a minute that you have been laboring away in a laboratory at your own home. You had your own whatever in the garage or where you, somewhere you were working on technology that was literally unheard of. You've spent over 20 years painfully, laboriously researching, and I mean laboriously, and this is back in the 1920s, 1930s, no computers, nothing like that, all done the old-fashioned way. But you had a genius. You built a microscope that enabled you to see things up to 60, 65,000 power magnification. You could actually watch live viruses, unseen before. Only postulated. Even today, in the new century, the new millennium, viruses can only be seen basically with an electron microscope, and they're dead. They have to be killed and stained, so to speak, to be able to observe them with electron microscopes. But you built a microscope that had over 5,000 musical moving parts. They weren't musical in the sense that we think, but scientifically they were certainly musical. Royal Raymond Rife is the man who we're talking about. He was an optical genius, worked with the Zeiss Optical family and company in Germany, was honored for his brilliance, came back here to the States, set up shop in San Diego in Point Loma, had his own laboratory down there, bankrolled by one of America's richest families, because they knew Royal Rife was someone who was once in a lifetime. And with that microscope that had over 5,000 parts to it, many of them moving, you were able to watch live viruses. And you came up with a procedure to literally cure every major disease on the planet that is caused by viruses and bacteria. Think about it. Now, you would imagine that a discovery like that would get you every kind of notice, all the money you could imagine, awards. But more than that, it would end the pain and suffering of untold millions, hundreds of millions of people with diseases. You'd think you'd be lionized and given every imaginable accolade and reward, but that's not what happened to Royal Raymond Rife, R-I-F-E. In fact, the opposite happened. Probably they made it he is considered to be, without question, the giant of medical research, the greatest medical genius probably in all of recorded history. Most people have never heard his name. Thanks to the Internet, and we've done our share on this program, many of you have, Rife's technology was every bit as magnificent as I've suggested. In fact, the USC School of Medicine set up a cancer cure clinic in the estate of the late Louise Scripps, I believe her first name was, down in La Jolla. Right shortly after she died, they used the Scripps estate. Took Rife's instrumentation down there, his devices from Point Loma, and USC set up a test, and via ambulance brought 16 terminally ill people to that estate to be exposed to the technology of Royal Raymond Rife. All dying of cancer, virtually dead people. Some of them couldn't even walk. They had to be stretcher carried out of the ambulances. Within about 10 weeks, all of them were 100% healthy and cured and sent on their way. Now, that's the problem, because the American Medical Association, not exactly ignorant about making money, saw these people cured at literally pennies a treatment. and didn't like what they saw. That began the downfall of Royal Raymond Rife. He was too successful. It's like coming up with a cheap, virtually cost-free alternative energy source on the planet now. The petrochemical industry would not take kindly to that. Same kind of thing. Anyway, we're going to spend some time talking with a man who is a modern-day pioneer and researcher in Rife technology and has his own company and has put together, without question, the finest Rife-like research device that I have ever come across, and I think that there is existing right now. I've worked with this technology personally for well over 15 years now and known our guest for about that long a period of time. His name is Roger Whitman, and I want to welcome Roger back to the program. Hi, Roger.
Hey, Jeff. Great to be on your program again.
It's nice to hear you, and glad things are continuing to move forward. If you are online and you can click on Roger Whitman's name, you'll be taken up to the New Earth page at the top of Rents.com, and there you'll see the Rife link, and that's where you'll go. And you'll see on that link the equipment that Roger has created and makes available to researchers around the world, the BCX Rife Plasma Frequency Instrument. And it's very simple, and it is absolutely an extraordinary instrument. But before we get into that, Roger, how did you first come into contact with the whole Rife technology field?
Well, actually, I was down at an expo here in San Francisco, as you suggested, you know, 15, 16 years ago, and I saw the book, The Cancer Cure That Cured. Is that the title? Anyway,
Cancer Cure That Worked, by Barry Lyons. That's all right. Now, Barry was on the program. Yeah, it's a hidden masterpiece, The Cancer Cure That Worked. It was the first modern effort to document the magnificent achievements of Royal Rife. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I saw that book there, and it totally blew my mind, this technology that had been suppressed, and being interested in technology since I was very young. You know, I read the book, you know, almost nonstop. Then I ran into some people who had developed a pretty good machine. You know, 15 years ago, if you had, other than foot plates, you had something pretty advanced. So these people had foot plates and hand cylinders. So we worked with that for a while, and as you know, we decided to, look at all the instruments out there and just look at the technology and talk to doctors and clinics all over the world, and we came up with a better mousetrap, so we built it.
You can see the pictures of the machine. Now, to this day, the Roger Whitman BCX RF Rife Frequency Instrument comes with foot plates and hand cylinders, so when you hear him talk about that, for those of you not online, the foot plates are just stainless steel plates about 5 inches wide perhaps, and maybe a foot long just to round it off. Stainless steel, and each has a wire to it that goes up to the back of the little control unit, and then there are stainless steel round hand cylinders that you can hold in your hands, and the idea is that the instrument generates frequencies which are then transmitted into the body, and those frequencies are, as you Rife aficionados know full well, capable of destroying individual bacterial and viral elements without harming any surrounding tissues at all. And that's, in a very, very small nutshell, the whole Rife technique approach. But what Roger has done is come up with a machine that more closely approximates what Rife was actually doing. And he used, as some of you know, and is written in the article that accompanies the New Earth Health page on Rife, radio frequencies. Tell me about that.
Yeah, the RF, you know, there's independent research and studies that has proven that you need at least 1 meg, a million hertz, to jump across the cell. Basic technology, you know, with the foot plates without the RF, it's going to be more on the surface of the body, and it may not be directed internally as much as you would want. So developing the RF, you know, as you know, we had the bass instrument for about 3 years, and it'd tear our heart out when from time to time we could see that somebody needed more power in the core of their body. So when we developed the RF unit, the sales just went through the roof because people are getting so much better results.
Now, who was using? You had these instruments in hospital settings, south of the border primarily, and in Europe, of course.
Right.
But not so much here. So what kinds of people were using the first machine, and then I'm sure they stayed with it, and many of them went on to use the radio frequency model. But who were the pioneers back then? What kind of people?
Yeah, we just had a lot of retired people actually in Florida who have aches and pains and problems, and we'd sold a lot of them down there. But it was just your everyday people that just wanted some help.
And they were actually doing the research in a way with the early machines.
Yeah, indeed they were. Just people who, aren't going to lie, about their husband or their wife or their child that's getting better.
Mm-hmm.
And so we could really see a difference. Then we, as I was stating, we just wanted to get a higher percentage. We knew Rife, had the RF, and he was getting extremely good results. So we did develop that RF, and these same people were reporting, some of them that, as you suggested, had the original instrument. They then purchased the Rife instrument with the RF, and they started reporting a lot more colds and flus that were going away and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we never state that we cure anything. In fact, there's two reasons why we don't state a cure. Number one, the FDA, and we think they're right. Then also, if you take a look at Exodus 15:26, it says, "For I am the Lord who heals you." It's not the FDA, it's not herbs, it's not your doctor, it's your body heals itself.
Mm-hmm.
So often, wanting money or our egos get in the way, and we start making claims, and really we should give our allegiance to God, who's the creator. So if we can stay in these realms of who's the boss and who's doing what, we won't get in trouble with the authorities so much.
Right. Well, that's well said. But the bottom line is there are and continue to be tens of thousands of people who are getting extraordinary results with their own personal private research with these devices, especially when the radio frequency breakthrough occurred. The power went up, and the penetration was just increased a hundredfold. These machines are harmless. There is no documentation since the 1930s of anyone being unduly affected in any way by them. You just use them properly, and they're remarkable. A lot of stories that personally I have over the years watching these machines function and operate, just amazing. But the bottom line is you have to take care of your body first, as Roger said. And if you poison it with processed food and all the rest of it, you make it real difficult. Be right back with Roger Whitman in just a minute. The Legacy of Royal Raymond Rife. Boy, I remember one... these are things I've seen myself. One young girl, I guess she was in about the sixth grade at the time, had herpes on her lip. And one of the diseases that Dr. Rife was able to come up with a cure, an effective treatment for in the 1930s was herpes. Staph, strep, syphilis, herpes, things like that. There are many, many different, over 50 major diseases. He was able to find the exact frequency and harmonics which would destroy the organism that caused them. Anyway, this gal would get these terrible lesions on her lower lip, literally on almost all the way across it, and a pretty gal, and at that age, they're really concerned about their appearance. Well, they're always concerned about their appearance. Anyway, her lip would just swell up about twice its normal size, and I was able to bring one of Roger's company's instruments over and had her try. We just programmed in the frequencies for herpes, and she just sat there. And this is one that just had the hand cylinders. And she tried it, and I ran about six frequencies for, I guess, 2 minutes each, something like that, 12 minutes. And usually these people out there listening, you folks who have herpes, know they can take 10 to 14 days sometimes to go away. By the next day, they had stopped growing and were starting to scab over. 2 days later, they were completely scabbed over, and they healed in phenomenal time. And every single time there was an outbreak, we had the same results. That's just one example. So in the case of that particular virus, it worked marvelously. But what you're not going to find are doctors or other practitioners with a shingle out saying Rife frequency treatments or right frequency technology here. It just isn't going to happen. Although we're beginning to see, Roger, ads for other frequency instruments in various well-known publications. In fact, on this very program, there has been an ad running for another instrument of a different configuration. So I guess it's becoming something that the FDA is either A, too busy to worry about, or B, has kind of given up trying to slow it down. What do you think?
Yeah, there's so many out there that they can't stop them all, but they were kind of doing some hits, you know, a couple, 3 years ago, and they've kind of slowed down. So, yeah, there's probably bigger fish they're going after right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But what we've seen is they would not necessarily take them to court. They would just kind of do a bust, you know, just like an Indian raid and take off and just assume you'd be out of business. It's a lot cheaper than going to court.
Right. Well, going to court and having to face legitimate scientific evidence is probably not something that the FDA wants to do.
Yeah, it's amazing with this business. You know, you have to truly have a heart for people, and when you have to assume your phone is bugged, and you never know when somebody might drive up, it gives you a lot of commitment to serve people. So it separates the men from the boys and the ladies from the girls right away.
Right. There are, unfortunately, when dealing with any technology that is quasi-underground, opportunists. And there are many people promising things they should never promise, talking about guaranteed cures and this and that. It's not going to happen with Rife technology or any other technology unless you begin to take care of your body. And I touched on that momentarily before the last break. Roger?
Yeah, I see it working with so many people, that there's so many Americans that just let their body go down so far that it's not going to take, you know, it's not going to be just one thing that's going to bring it back up. You know, their blood is very poor. Their tissues are poor from lack of nutrition and lack of oxygen and chemicals throughout the body. And if people make other changes, then the frequencies can make a lot bigger dent also in their lifestyle and their results.
And it doesn't have to be a long-term issue with a Rife instrument. It can work rather quickly in some cases if you just clean the body up.
Yeah, we've seen sometimes one time and a person will have that symptom go away. Of course, as I was saying a little while ago, it's not a cure, but we well know that you can take away some barriers from the body, and the body can heal itself so much quicker. So I'm not going to say that herbs and frequencies aren't going to make it appear that you're healing, but the body is healing itself because you're taking away these barriers.
That's very well said. Very well said. So who is right now doing the best research with these instruments, in your opinion? What group of people? Does it cut across the spectrum?
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, all the time I talk to doctors that they'd like to do a study, but they're afraid that they'll become a target if they present anything out there. But
right.
There's a lot of people that are doing research, you know, behind the lines. And, in Russia, they're doing a tremendous amount of research on frequencies.
All right, hold on. We'll come back and talk more about that with Roger Whitman in just a couple minutes. Do click on his name and take a look at that instrument. It's the best. Okay, talking about Rife frequency instruments. And if changes in lifestyle are not made, changes in diet, changes in attitude, and as Dr. Lorraine Day says, you have to get the stress out, you got to get sleep and so on, what's going to happen, Roger? Even if frequencies and herbs are successful in removing impediments and help the body begin to heal, what happens if you don't make those changes?
Sometimes they really won't make the change. Like we've seen people use the frequencies, their body is already so loaded with toxins that they go to release some more from the die-off that they just get sick, and they might even go backwards.
Mm-hmm.
So some of these doctors and clinics, before the people even get there, they'll have a regime where they can detox and clean out their body and get on a more healthy lifestyle, then they can work much quicker with the frequencies.
Right. Otherwise, the dis-ease will come right back.
Right. Yeah, there's no magic bullet. I mean, some people, you know, we want pills. We want one frequency that's going to take care of
it. Oh, yeah.
A little bit deeper than that.
Indeed it is. Well, tell us some more case histories, if you will. Give me just a couple of examples of people that have used this and made the other changes as well and have gotten better.
Oh, there's even somebody close by, just a real standard, ordinary situation where an older woman in her late 70s has had a urinary tract infection for years, and she hates the antibiotics. This has just been happening the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So ever since she's been on the machine, she hasn't had to take her antibiotic, and she hasn't had one episode whatsoever. Then she said, well, Roger, my arthritis is going away. And so we took a look at the frequencies, and lo and behold, a lot of the frequencies were the same.
Now, these frequencies, again, were all developed by Dr. Reif nearly 80 years ago now, I guess, in many cases.
Yeah, many of the major frequencies were developed by Reif. Then there's been other frequencies developed by, you know, Russia, and even some line frequencies came about by people. It's amazing how inventive people can be if they're really sick. And like some frequencies for Lyme in the 300s, this guy developed those. He was just determined to get over his Lyme disease, and there's a few frequencies, but not enough to get all the stages of the Lyme. And,
right.
And so he divined, you might say, a few more frequencies that helped him with his...
He actually made his own frequency instrument, didn't he? Wasn't that it?
Well,
kind of a homemade deal?
Yeah, he did that, plus he didn't really know all the frequencies, so he just experimented with a small group, you know, maybe 225 to 250 one day, and he'd work up and wait until he got a response.
And by that, you mean he actually felt a response?
Yeah. Now, in some cases, it's very, very obvious. You know, like sometimes with cancer, there's a lot of frequencies out there. So we tell people to do groups, you know, maybe 12 a day, and then keep notes on the results. And lo and behold, down the line, all of a sudden, one group will really hit them. Then they know they've gotten an MOR, you know, mortal oscillatory rate that's killing off whatever they have.
Now, mortal oscillatory rate, that's what Royal Reif called the actual frequency, which would destroy targeted types of virus and bacteria in the body.
Right, that's what he labored hours at a time. How many hours was it? 40-some hours once he, or not that many, but he went many hours.
Oh, he'd go days without sleep. He'd take a short rest and keep it. And he'd sit at his microscope, literally week in and week out, month in and month out, constantly adjusting the frequencies and the light until he got those organisms to actually fall apart. What it is, each organism has its own signature frequency. It's like a radio frequency. It's an electromagnetic frequency that holds it together as a functional organism. And if you match that, some reason or other, the actual organism, bacteria or virus, will actually absorb that frequency, their own frequency. They have an affinity for it. And it helps to a degree. Then they get overdosed and they start to shake apart. And it's, you can feel it. That's the fascinating thing about it.
Yeah, by matching the impedance, you can blow them up.
Yeah. The site that you'll go to if you click on Roger's name, a minister in Oregon recently began work with one of the Roger's BCX machines, and there's a letter up there, and he was kind enough to send that in to the New Earth people. And
that's great. Now, he's pretty much figures he's over his problem now, doesn't he?
He's very happy from what the letter says. Yeah, he says, let me read it to you folks. There's a lot of Lyme suffering out there. And he said, 3 years and 4 months after being positively diagnosed with Lyme disease, I began treatment using the BCX-211 ray tube instrument. At that point, I was finally and thoroughly disgusted with conventional medicine. In that 3-plus-year period, I tried one antibiotic therapy after another. Each would hold the line against the disease for a short time, and then I would plunge back into illness. I suffered daily from migrating pain, depression, loss of energy, and other common Lyme disease symptoms. 10 minutes after my first treatment with the BCX-211, I felt something break up in the back of my throat. That was just the beginning of what I feel has been real healing. Nothing else I have used has surmounted the blood-brain barrier so effectively. I use the machine regularly, and now, for the first time in 4 years, I have a calmness in my nervous system that doesn't leave me. My symptoms are falling away little by little, and my energy level has returned to normal. I continue to use some antibiotics as well as herbs and exercise, but the main weapon I trust against Lyme disease is the BCX-211. That's an unsolicited letter from a minister up in Oregon. So, here you go.
Yeah, he had a good baseline there. He was doing all the other things, the herbs and so forth, and the only new thing he did was the instrument.
Right, exactly. Okay, be right back in just a couple minutes with more information. Okay, back with Roger Whitman, talking a little bit about contemporary Rife frequency technology. And you went to there's an annual Rife get-together. Tell me what that's like, Roger. I guess researchers come from all over the place to exchange information and so forth.
Right, yeah, the last one we had, it was up in Seattle a few months ago, and indeed there's researchers that come from all over the world. And it's just great for us to get together and talk technology and compare notes. And the technology is really advancing a lot. You know, some of the people in their garages building inferior units, not that all of them are inferior, but some of the technology that hasn't worked is kind of going by the wayside as the technology, you know, is becoming more and more refined. So I think these, it's really good when we can come together for these conventions, and then it gives a chance for you folks to get out there and talk with us and see all the technology.
When is the next one coming up?
I'm not sure right now. They seem to have a way of kind of waiting till the last minute.
I've noticed that.
Yeah.
Now, the interesting thing about the medical research in this country and other countries is that they're backing in to Rife technology. They're slowly but surely moving toward electromedicine. More and more I'm seeing reports of certain frequencies or certain currents being introduced into tumors and other disease conditions, which are having salutary and, in some cases, dramatic impacts on it. And it's all been done before. That's the tragedy of it all. But they have to back into it in such a way that the pharmaceutical and medical cartels can control this technology and charge for it. It's got to be set up on a pay-per-use basis. It can't be pennies of treatment. So that's what they're doing. Go ahead, Raj.
I was just thinking while you were saying that how, like in Russia, you know, they've just come out with this, not just come out, but they've had this frequency 59.3 that they say is for healing.
This is a Hertz frequency?
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're all Hertz. The frequencies we've been mentioning have all been Hertz.
Right, so that's a real low audio range where you can hear a fairly low noise. So, you know, just as kind of a freebie for some of you that are into the Rife mode there.
59.3?
Right, yeah, I had a report of a gentleman that his mother was about 90, and the rest of the family just said, oh, she's ready to die. But this guy was really cool. He was like kind of a young guy, kind of almost hip, but he really loved his grandmother, and she was acting, when I was talking, I could hear the noise. She was in one of these chambers, oxygen chambers, but I told him about the 59.3, her arm was all black and blue, and within 3 or 4 hours, he said all the black and blue is gone, it was all nice, pretty pink.
59.3 would be more of a physical healing, not a disease microbe frequency then?
Yeah, that's one of the phenomena that we've noticed along the way. I'm sure, well, I know Rife. I've been listening to some old tapes, and I know Rife and Stafford and Marsh and some of these people that work together knew. Like, I just was listening to a tape where they worked on a dog that couldn't even jump up into the car, but they used frequencies on this dog.
Mm-hmm.
So we've known this, of this phenomenon for a long time that, I mean, why would, you know, it kills a microorganism, but, gee, why is it taking care of my bodily problems,
mm-hmm.
injuries and so forth, but
mm-hmm.
indeed it does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The instrument made its, I guess, first big splash in the Mexican clinics, and I assume it's still being heavily used down there. You have a lot of your instruments down there.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. There's, you know, certain clinics that, you know, buy them all the time for the patients come there, and they use it at the clinic, and then they, when they go home, they say, well, gosh, can I keep on using this modality? And they say, yes, you can purchase an instrument.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's safer to purchase it down there, and, you know, they have a little bit more latitude as far as medical freedom down there.
Right. So the basic watchword is if you get an instrument, you're perfectly legal to do it and use it at home, but you just don't want to hang out a shingle and start talking about using it on other people, I guess. People can use it individually, but you don't want to be in the position of being, a treatment giver.
Right. Yeah, you got to be careful. I allow a lot of people to use mine, but I don't treat anybody.
Right. Right. Who are some of the... I guess we have some of the celebrity, although we can't mention names, but you have had some pretty famous people involved with this, too.
Yeah, every once in a while, you know, it'll crop up. And, well, in fact, there's a guy right now that has a machine up there in Montana, excuse me, and he, right now he's letting a doctor use it, but he has some 6 patents. He's selling merchandise in sports stores, and he's, they say, owns, you know, a big chunk of Montana. But, you know, there's people like this all the time that are using it, and people in Hollywood and so forth.
Anything for the first-timer here that people have to do in addition to using this modality if you're going to try and enable the body to heal itself better? Do you have to do anything special? Not really, I guess, except what we've talked about earlier, common sense, and that's to take the load off your immune system. By stopping the intake of food, processed food and chemicals and hormones and all the rest of it.
Yeah, the number one thing is some places will have a pitcher of water and you're not supposed to leave after your session. You're not supposed to leave until you've drank all the water.
Oh.
Well, I've had a few times when I got a pretty big hit and I'd drink, you know, a couple of quarts of water and it'd just wash it out really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we find, people with cancer who drink lots of water, and it's almost a full-time job sometimes with cancer because you need to be doing the juicing, the raw foods, and lots of water. You're going to be running to the bathroom maybe every 20 minutes, but a lot of times they don't even feel the effects of the detox from the frequencies because it's just washing out of the body so rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the ideal. But then we've had people that, like this one woman who bragged, I didn't do anything, I didn't change anything. She had cancer, and she said it's gone. Of course, we make no medical claims of cure or anything, but that's what she told us.
Mm-hmm. If people are sick, you know, the standard line is see your doctor, and certainly people in this field always say that, and that's what we do. Anything you do above and beyond that on your own is your business. There's still that freedom left in this country.
Yeah. Luckily, you can still do that.
Yeah, hope it lasts. The instrument, the BCX, has, a full guarantee on it. Tell us about that.
Now, actually, we've just extended the full warranty for 1 year. If you drop the tubes and break them, we're not going to cover that.
But, right.
Yeah, then there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. I mean, you need to see some results. If you don't see results in 30 days, we would... say, go ahead and send it back if you want. But we had a guy that, young kid, just a great, great young guy who thought it was helping him after 30 days. And I said, my goodness, you know, let's give you another 30 days. And after the second 30 days, he said, this is absolutely helping me with my chronic fatigue. And I've already got a job. And soon after that, he had a girlfriend. And now he has a very beautiful wife and a happy life.
Well, it's a nice story.
Yeah, we hear that all the time.
Well, if you want to get married, I guess get a Rife instrument then.
Well, it hasn't worked for me, but I have a lot of them around here, but there's always hope.
Yes, there is always hope. All right, just a couple of minutes left here. What do we want to caution people about? What are the cautions when you're looking for an instrument? Beware. This may sound a little bit like an infomercial, but I wouldn't do it if I hadn't years and years of firsthand experience with this. All our listeners know that, Roger. But what about just general cautions for people?
Yeah, the RF definitely is going to go deeper in the body, and we could see with the RF that they had to cut back on the time because the die-off is so much greater.
Mm-hmm.
And, for some of the basic diseases, the foot plates, the standard foot plates and hand cylinders can do a great job, but when you have systemic things deep in the body, things in the bone, you need the RF for the penetration.
Now, inside those tubes, just for your folks who are seeing them, or if you can't, they're about 5.5 inches long, about maybe an inch in diameter, and they're just glass tubes, and they have a little plastic handle below them, and then a cord which goes to one of the two little control boxes. But in that tube are noble gases, which when they're in operation go into a kind of a pink plasma state. It's an interesting thing to watch.
Right. Yeah, another thing you watch out for is price. There's a lot of people who will charge almost as much money as we do just for the basic unit.
Without the RF tubes, you mean?
Right, without the RF tubes. So you're getting a second unit with our instrument,
mm-hmm.
for not that much more money than a lot of them are charging.
Right.
A lot of these people are really big on merchandising, and we just never did that. We spent more money on quality and trying to make changes that are needed.
Right.
Improvements.
Right. Where do we go next with this?
Well, I think we need to keep on researching. We're discovering some old tapes from Mike Marsh and some of these people who just died that worked with Rife. So, I think we need to develop the Rife microscope. I've heard of two or three groups that are doing that, and that would really help too. I think that's all going to happen in this decade.
So we'll be able to watch the actual experiments underway, and that's what Rife did. He would expose these organisms to various light frequencies, and at the proper light frequency, they would start absorbing and they would fall apart. He transposed the frequency of the light to radio frequency, and it worked the same.
Yeah, we're the pioneers. I think maybe even at the end of this decade, this is going to start to be accepted a lot more broadly. And even we will be looked at as the pioneers that suffered like Rife did to bring this technology out to the forefront.
Well, you have paid your dues, Roger. That's for sure. Thanks very much for being here. We'll
Thank
talk
you,
to you. Sure, we'll talk to you again, Roger.
Enjoyed your audience.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Just a real nice, caring human being, and that's the kind of people we like to see in the fields of wellness and health. Okay, we'll pause on that little note, and tomorrow night, Charles R. Smith is here with his world military analysis, which he brings every month to us, and Jerry Gaddetti comes back from the Arc Institute to bring us new information on the threat to our food supply. And boy, is it growing all the time. All right, that's tomorrow night. Lots of information for you. Look forward to seeing you then. Good night.